sanctions impede us to make great breakthroughs. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, today is the 8th day of the 10-day dawn, which marks the period in which the Islamic revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. The Islamic revolution was undoubtedly the most important event in the contemporary world and the 20th century. The U.S., as the enemy of the Islamic Republic of Iran, has left no stone unturned to overthrow the Islamic system. One of the methods that Washington has used since the very foundation of the Islamic system is economic sanction, which has been intensified since a few years ago. These sanctions have been divided in four categories, namely UN Security Council sanctions, EU sanctions, unilateral sanctions by different regimes such as the US and the US Congress sanctions, but they have all been orchestrated by the US. Although the sanctions have reduced Iran's economic and industrial growth to some extent and have restricted foreign investment in Iran, they have multiplied the motive of the Iranian men and women for cutting the country's dependence on abroad. Sanctions have caused troubles, but they have taught the Iranian people to stand on their own feet and rely on their own capacities and capabilities to make progress and achieve lofty goals. This belief has led to eye-catching breakthroughs in a variety of spheres like military, medicine, space, and so on. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said on this, "The enemies created so many restrictions against our country. In all economic fields, they were after forging sanction, and they intended to bring the Iranian nation to their knees and the Islamic system to its knees. But the Islamic Republic system, with the help of you people's patience and insight, brought all those policies and policymakers to their knees. We managed to turn these very sanctions into opportunity. These very hurdles, sanctions, and restrictions caused us to gain progresses in the domains of innovation and creativity in all these fields, which the regional countries have not been able to gain through long years. The manufacturing of Omid satellite and putting it into orbit, gaining access to genetic cloning know-how, sciences of stem cells and umbilical cord blood, making state-of-the-art military equipment, especially various pinpoint missiles, achieving nuclear fuel cycle, transplantation of different bodily organs, particularly heart, and nanotechnology are the prominent advancements of the Islamic Iran in the past years. Moreover, it was announced last week that Iran is going to send human beings to the space in 2031. In many of the mentioned spheres, Iran ranks among the 10 countries. Iran has gained spectacular achievements by its researchers who have bravely and indefatigably striven to break the borders of various sciences. The role of some of these great men and women has been manifested especially during the coronavirus outbreak. Nanotechnology helped the Iranian scientists to produce health and hygiene items such as face masks and ventilators inside the country. Furthermore, Iranian scientists have achieved great successes in making the coronavirus vaccine and have entered the human trial phase since late December. According to the latest reports, the head of the National Nanotechnology Headquarters said that Iran published over 12,000 articles on nanotechnology in 2019 to promote its ranking from 57 to 4 in the world. Now, Iran has become one of the seven nations that determine nano standards in the world. Moreover, our scientists have patented 260 inventions in 2019 on nanotechnology, while the number was 2 in 2001. This includes 24% of the global patents in the field. Meanwhile, Iran has made very great achievements in military equipment and weaponry. However, Iran has time and again announced that these achievements are only for defensive purposes and will just be used to deter would-be enemies. Just recently, the Islamic Republic Armed Forces held 10 war games in 15 days using ballistic missiles and a big variety of weapons and ammunition. The latest news on nuclear technology is that Iran is keen on making metal uranium from natural uranium. Iran's representative to the Vienna-based UN organizations, Kazem Gharibabadi, said that research for designing the enhanced type of fuel for Tehran Research Reactor and this activity will be carried out in three phases. Production of metal uranium from natural uranium is the first phase. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Sanction is definitely curable, but its cure is not retreat. The cure for sanction is merely limited to relying on national abilities. We should keep whatever we have of these abilities. To seek to find new abilities, but surely we have a lot of abilities. Rely on them and revive them. Bring our youth into the field and pursue the principles of resistance economy."